Welcome to Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. In this ep, I fire rapid questions at one of our fearlessly failing guests. P.S. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not so good at the rapid part. I get too intrigued by the awesome answers. Now, a new ep is going to drop every Wednesday. So enjoy this shorter style episode of Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. Welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you.
Magdalena Rose. Mm-hmm. Sweet or savory, friend?
Savory.
Do you have a meal? Like a
death row meal?
Yeah, a death row
it
meal.
It would be some sort of a pasta for sure with a glass of, and look, it depends on the weather, but I would say on a cool day, it would be like a pasta ragu, slow cooked ragu with a beautiful full bodied bread.
Oh, okay. I'm going to invite myself over for a meal. Wintertime or on cooler day?
Yes, for sure.
Sign me up. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Gosh, that is such a good question. And it's so funny because when you say something like that, I think of my kids because they always have the best ideas for those types of superpowers.
Yeah.
I would say it would be time travel.
Yeah, I was going to say it's either invisibility.
Yes.
Being able to fly.
Yes.
Or time travel.
Time travel.
And time travel is usually the real driven, busy people that are like, I could be there, all in one day.
But in actual real life, like superpower would be to be able to make decisions.
Oh, yeah. Hard.
Oh, God. I'm the worst.
No, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. That is not an easy one. Do you have a favorite nature spot?
I do, and this is so boring, but it's the beach. We live like right on the coast.
Oh.
And I just know that as soon as I land, like from a trip away, from being in the
straight
city.
Straight
to the ocean, the breeze, the actual like the sea itself.
Oh, I dive in any chance I get.
Right?
I'm like, yeah, we're so lucky.
We are so lucky in this country to have that.
Mm. What about city? Do you have a favourite city?
Look, one that I've only ever been to once, but completely captured me and I think is like no other, is Havana in Cuba.
Ooh.
I mean, a place that at that time, I don't know what it's like now, had not been really touched by the West. So there was no sort of American influence.
Yeah.
And, you know, all those 1950s cars and the,
rum
and just the joy.
Did you say the rum?
The rum.
Yum.
Yeah. I remember riding horseback in the rain through this tobacco plantation and then ending up in this shed where this guy rolled a cigar on his thigh in the blistering heat and then cracked open a coconut and put in a shot of rum, a squeeze of lime and a spoon of honey and mixed it together and handed me the coconut with a cigar and was like, welcome. And I'm like, oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
Welcome to Cuba. You know what I mean?
Wow. That
right?
Sounds like a movie.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
It's like there's no other place on earth.
Otherworldly.
Right?
Oh, I love that. This is a hard question, but what is your favorite quality about yourself?
I would say my compassion and honesty.
Yeah. Well, that's a good combo, isn't it? Just, do you have a non-negotiable, like something you're like, I've got to move every day or?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Fresh air or?
Yeah. Coffee.
Oh, me too.
It's actually
how do you take your coffee?
So I've now switched to making it at home. And I should have said something a little bit more like water, you know.
No.
But
I
it really
coffee.
Is coffee.
I love coffee.
I love it so much that like I think about it before I go to bed. I can't wait to wake up so I can have it.
Yeah,
I
so
adore
good.
It.
Me too.
So I've started making it at home. I used to go to the cafe all the time, but now I've like mastered the stovetop.
Yeah.
So beautiful espresso. And then I'm a bit of a weirdo. I have my milk is half dairy, half oat.
Really?
Yeah. I would be happy with oat or dairy.
But you found a good combo for you.
I just like them together. And
yeah.
So I just put them because I can at home.
Yeah.
Like if I go to a cafe, I get one or the other. I would never.
Can you imagine
taking it to a whole new level? Like I don't think they've ever been us. It's like, oh my God, we've got 5 alternative milks and it's still not good enough. But at home, you know, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, how
so
good.
I go half-half,
Yeah. Do you sweeten it all?
No.
Oh, so good. No, I'm a black coffee gal.
Are you?
Percolator. Got my French press.
I want to be. I want to be that because I feel like that's a true like coffee aficionado.
You know,
I feel like that's I'm every day I have a little bit less milk.
Do you know what it is as well? Traveling and living half in America, you can't get a good long black.
No, probably.
So getting a lot, Americans look at you like you're crazy if you ask for that too. And so I just love sitting down in a cafe and just getting a beautiful long, and you can see the crema on top
And you can really appreciate a coffee for what it is, drinking it like that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, another hard one. Do you have a favorite movie? I know.
Wow, man.
I know. Oh. You can give a top three or even just something you've watched recently and loved.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my man. What could it be? The thing is, I haven't watched a movie in a really long time.
Do you know what you should see that someone came on and answered this question recently? Yeah. Saltburn.
Oh, see, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's all shot on film. Emerald Fennell. Yeah, really, really good. Saltburn. I'll send you the trailer.
You know what's going to kill me? I'm going to get in the car and I'll be driving home.
And you'll be like, these are my top five in this film. What about, is there a song that you could listen to on repeat? Or is there one? What about your wedding song?
Okay, here's a little bit of trivia for you. Okay. Here's a little bit of a news flash. Not that anyone cares because no one's asking. We're not married. We've been engaged. But you know what? I often just, I don't even bother correcting, right?
Because I presume because of the bridal shoot and you got engaged.
Yes. Yeah. So we've been engaged for maybe 9 years.
Oh, this is the way
to
do it.
And I don't even correct people anymore because I just don't really care. And I just say husband because it's easier. But here's the thing, we want to get married still, but, you know, we got engaged, had Archie.
Yeah.
And there was this do we have the next one or, you know, wedding? And then the next one came. And then I think it was COVID.
Yeah.
Then renovating.
Yeah.
And so now we're we need to start doing this. And the thing is, it's interesting how much your idea of a wedding changes as you get older. Because we got engaged when I was 32. I'm 42 now.
Yeah.
I'm a different woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not the bride that was on the front cover of that magazine. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you absolutely are. But here's the thing that I think the older I get, I'm like, I would want it to be smaller and smaller and smaller.
It gets smaller and smaller. It gets more and more curated.
Yeah.
I think it gets a little bit more about you instead of all the other things, which is probably a good thing for me because I am a huge people pleaser. Quality I wish I didn't have.
Yeah, nah. My whole therapist this week, dear. He was like, stop caring. Stop caring.
I know, but
it's so hard though.
It's so hard. I can't not.
It's so hard. Okay, final question.
Yeah, sorry.
No. I think you're gonna like this one. So say you went to a desert island, kiddos and humans they're already there. So you've got your beautiful fiance.
Okay.
Of 90s.
You've my got boyfriend.
You've got the Bambinos.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take three things. They can be your favorite meal. They can be beautiful, some thing that you just love, but you can take three things. What would they be?
Wow, this is a really good one. And you know, my kids are the experts at answering these
types
of questions. Yes, because they will say something like, here's one. I will take a chicken
because
it can lay eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then I've got eggs.
Yeah.
I've got a food source.
You love eggs. Yeah.
I'd take a few seeds.
Of course.
Because then I can grow my own veggies and stuff because I'll have the fish.
Yeah.
I'll have the odd bit of, you know, maybe depending on where I am, if I'm in Australia, there'll be some warrigal greens,
seaweed,
you know, whatnot.
Beautiful. Coconuts maybe if there's palm trees there.
Exactly. And then the third thing I'd probably take, just thinking because, you know, you really want it to go the distance, don't you? Probably a good book.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can keep rereading something and finding inspiration from it.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Well, interestingly, I used to only read nonfiction because I felt like everything else was a waste of time.
Same.
And if I'm not learning, what's the point, right? Of course you're like this too.
Yeah.
And more recently I've switched to fiction because I'm more anxious than usual and I feel like fiction sort of helps me to sort of
escape. Yeah, yeah.
And I learn a lot from fiction.
Oh, your world building, it builds neuroplasticity.
It makes me think differently about things. It makes me understand people better.
Yeah.
You know, you feel compassion for certain situations. Yeah. You see a fuller picture of a person.
Human behavior.
Exactly.
What style of fiction do you like? What genre?
I'll give you an example of the kind of things that I'm reading at the moment. So I've got a stack this time. And I purposely sometimes choose stuff that's not of just not, you know, I don't want to feel anxious. I think that's the main thing
yeah.
that I sort of struggle with, as I think a lot of people probably do these yeah. days. I almost think it's a bit of a given. Mm. Somebody has it on somebody.
Yeah.
I'm reading Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm reading Apples Never Fall, Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
Yeah,
right?
It's a solid, yeah.
Yeah. I just finished reading Lessons in Chemistry.
Beautiful.
Which I know is a show, but I haven't seen it.
No, I
like
haven't.
That, but I love the book. You would love this book.
Okay, I'll read
yeah,
it.
It's
I'll
amazing.
Read it.
Yeah. The Lost Apothecary.
Oh, yes.
That was
yes.
really good too.
Yes, yes,
so these
yes,
are good
yes.
escapism books.
Yeah.
But then sort of nonfiction, Stolen Focus is my life-changing book that
really?
I have recently read. Yes, have you read it?
No.
You have to.
What's it about?
It's basically about, I mean, it's depressing, but everyone needs to read it.
Yeah.
It's about technology.
Yeah.
And the true effect that it's having on yeah. our attention
yeah.
and our focus.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly well researched. It's incredibly well written. So it's a proper page turner.
Yeah.
But basically it's the information we all need to know.
The Stolen Focus. I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I love that this hot seat has turned into recommendations for what Lola's going to read next.
Lola and Max's book club.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It was such a joy to have you on this Potteroonie.
Oh, I'm so lucky to be with you.